Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Friday afternoon. It is Friday, June the 25th. In fact, 6 months till Christmas.
Oh, shut up. Daggone.
Well, that's a long time.
6 months? Yeah, look how fast this first 6 months went by.
I think it went by fairly quickly.
Exactly. That means it's Christmas to be here before you know it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're trying to do.
And now I'm scared because look at my bank. If you look at my bank account, it ain't ready for Christmas for like 2 years from now. We didn't have Christmas like leap year every 7 years.
Anyway, Fan Talk built by Baker Roofing. They've been in business over 100 years, one of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you could check him out at bakerroofing.com. 6 months from the day is Christmas Day. No, I'm not going to count it down every day. I'll go ahead and tell you that.
Like you did Carolina and Eastern Illinois? You're not going to do that? How many days till Carolina, Eastern Illinois?
71.
So.
Since you asked. Huh. Also 71 days to that other game. Clemson and Georgia.
Clemson's playing the same day? I haven't even heard about it. Who's Clemson?
Oh, God. Anyway, got a good show for today coming up at 3:25. Our weekly visit with Dr. David Geyer. He couldn't be with us Wednesday, so we put him on today. Then coming up at 5:25, we'll talk some college football with Phil Steele, whose magazine has hit the Barnes & Noble. I believe that is the only place, like bookstore-type place, you can get it. I believe they're exclusive in Barnes & Noble. But you can also order his college football preview online. So we'll do that for you today. We'll keep you up to date with the College World Series. And, man, if you have not heard what's going on out in Omaha, the game was supposed to start at 2 o'clock. Well, it was delayed. And it was delayed because of COVID issues with the NC State baseball team. And now we're getting some more clarity. Originally, they said there were a few players that were in COVID protocol. What we know right now, NC State is going to play this game with 13 players. That's all they have available for this game coming up here in just a few minutes. 13 players.
Huh.
They were given the option to forfeit or play. The players that were eligible that could play voted to play, and hats off to them. But they have 9 position players and 4 pitchers to take on one of the best baseball teams in the country. And they yet to know what – I don't know what this does for tomorrow. Maybe some of these players get retested, stuff like that. From what I can understand, is if you, and this is coming from Kendall Rogers, who covers college baseball, but from what I can understand, if you were vaccinated, you weren't tested. So by what he said, I'm assuming a lot of the NC State players were not vaccinated. Now, I don't know that. I'm just assuming that. But if that is the case, and if you had been vaccinated and you had proof that you'd been vaccinated, you did not have to go through the daily COVID protocol, which would tell me that NC State, a lot of their players did not get vaccinated. So certainly going to be an interesting game. We'll keep you up to date with that throughout the afternoon. I mean, certainly the 13 players for NC State are going to be very motivated. But also, I just can't imagine, you know, they've been thrown. Athletes are weird. They have certain rituals and stuff like that that they do. And I just can't imagine what this has done to the psyche of the NC State team. And I feel bad. And how about all the kids that can't play today? A number of starters that can't play today that have fought their butts off to get to this point. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to question, well, COVID's done. Why let them play? And I've seen that several times. And I don't have the answer other than I'm sure there's some liability issues that go along with this. A lot of people think COVID is gone. It's not, clearly. But how weird is it? I mean, we get to this point in the season with very few problems, and you get down to four teams, and one team just gets devastated by COVID. I'm guessing with all the guys who are allowed an extra year, NC State had a full 40-man roster. That's 27 players that can't play today. Drew Meyer said to make the game fair, Vanderbilt should have to quarantine to Vandy Whistler today. I like that. So we'll see if NC State has anything. And again, Vanderbilt has to beat NC State twice. If Vanderbilt wins today, they will come back tomorrow and play another game. Will NC State have to play tomorrow with 13 players? That is something we don't know right now. I mean, 13 players. They're showing the teams lined up for the national anthem. Vanderbilt lines up from home plate all the way down to first. NC State lines up about halfway. Don't know if I've ever seen anything like this, but I tip my cap to the 13 players that could play today for voting to play. And if they get the crap beat out of them, nobody should say a damn word. Not a damn word.
But if they win, then they need to acknowledge it.
If they win, somebody better call Disney.
There's going to be a movie about it.
Hey, Walt, we got a movie.
Get his head off the ice.
We got us a movie, Walt. Well, I guess Walt wouldn't answer the phone, would he? I don't think he's amongst us anymore.
Don't they have him on ice somewhere?
Yeah, that was in Arizona or something.
Yeah, they said
they had Ted Williams' head and stuff like that.
Yeah, they recreate them.
All right, we are on the way in Omaha, so we will keep you up to date with that as the day goes on. Real quick, scores from yesterday, in case you missed it, Augusta beat the River Dogs 7-2. Putting the full blame on that on Luke Mora. Just didn't do a good enough job announcing the game last night. So the River Dogs now 28-15. Last night at the College World Series, Texas beat Virginia 6-2. And yes, I stayed up and watched it. And I am paying for it today.
We didn't expect anything less from you,
Bobby. I didn't start until 10:45.
Good God.
It had a rain delay.
I was in bed before you.
Yeah. So it didn't start until 10:45. Reds beat the Braves last night 5-3. Braves now 35-39, 5.5 games back of the Mets. Other games of note last night, Blue Jays beat the Orioles 9-0. That was the Orioles' 20th straight road loss. Astros beat the Tigers 12-3. That was their 11th straight win. Nationals beat the Marlins 7-3. Kyle Schwarber, 12 home runs in his last 13 games, and he's got 8 home runs in the last 5 games. And the Cubs beat the Dodgers 4-0 last night. 4 Cubs pitchers combined to no-hit the Dodgers. NBA last night, Clippers beat the Suns 106-92. Suns still lead that series 2-1. Game 4, 8 o'clock on Saturday. NHL last night, the Canadiens, my Habs, beat Vegas 3-2 in overtime. They win that series 4-2, so they are going to their first Stanley Cup final in 28 years. Go Habs! Been a Habs fan for...
2 weeks. 3 weeks.
If that long. If that long. So, this is about... I got to watch a lot of sports last night during the rain delay.
Yeah?
You know, the bad part is I stayed up half the night. But anyway, all right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. As we take a look at your ride home, there are a few problems being reported already. A wreck on the interstate eastbound out near mile marker 213. Traffic is looking okay in the area there. 78 at Ladson Road. We have reports of an accident. Traffic is slow and go in that area. Lincolnville at Ladson. Reports of a wreck as well. And Maybank Highway at River Road. Watch for a wreck too. Nothing else being reported as far as major issues, but definitely seeing heavy traffic. Be careful. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips is open for takeout and curbside delivery for food and beer orders Tuesday through Saturday, 11 till 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. The Beer Garden Patio and Bar are open for outdoor dining. The Godfather Proper Fish and Chips. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union. Recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Brought to you by Home Telecom. Visit homesc.com to learn more. Live life ahead with Home Telecom. Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Humid with a stray afternoon thunderstorm in the area, a high around 80. A shower early tonight, then cloudy with a low around 73. Humid Saturday with a morning thunderstorm, a high around 83. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Sunday, but isolated and scattered thunderstorms return next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
Summer is back, and so is sipping, sizzling, and splashing. But sometimes you gotta beat the heat. That means more surfing, more streaming, and more shopping. You know, internet stuff. And Home Telecom has all the speed you need. Upgrade your internet to 300 megabits per second. Only $74.95 per month for a whole year. Get ready for summer. Upgrade your internet speed today. Live life ahead with Home Telecom.
Are you held captive by high insurance rates?
State Farm, GEICO, USAA, and Allstate are captive insurance agencies and can only offer one quote.
Harrell Insurance is an independent agency.
I'm Bobby Harrell.
And I'm Kathy Harrell.
We represent over 40 top insurance companies, and when we shop your rate, you could save 30 to 40% on your home or auto insurance instantly.
If you're insured by a captive company, call Harrell Insurance at 843-766-9900.
A 5-minute conversation could save you 30 to 40%.
This July 4th at Lowe's, get $10 off 1-gallon cans or $40 off 5-gallon pails on select interior and exterior paints, stains, and coatings via Lowe's gift card rebate. And with everyday appliance savings, save up to $750 now on select major appliances. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Actual size, 110 to 640 fluid ounces. Rebate not valid with other discounts. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details. Savings instant in select stores. Exclusion supply. U.S. only. Paint pricing valid through 6/30. In-store must ask cashier to apply coupon. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Can't be combined with additional discounts. Valid through 7/14.
Designer face masks, DIY haircuts. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. Drivers who switched and saved averaged $718. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Reported average annual savings when switching auto by new customers surveyed who saved with Allstate in 2019. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Starting June 14th, get a free Febreze plug-in air freshener when you recycle your old plug-in of any brand. Only at Walmart. Just bring in your old plug-in air fresheners to Walmart, drop them in the Febreze recycling bin near the air fresheners aisle, then scan the QR code on the bin to get a coupon for a free Febreze plug-in. Febreze plug-ins are now built with microchip technology, so you can enjoy a first-day fresh scent for 50 days. This deal ends July 12th, so recycle your old plug-ins now, only at Walmart.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life, and see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
Now,
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
I want to break free. I want to break free. I want to break free from your lies. You're so self-satisfied, I don't need you. I've got to break free.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this. Finally, Friday afternoon, watching this college game. This is already weird. No score. Vanderbilt batted first, batting now in the top of the first. They have a runner on first with two out. But, you know, if you watch a college baseball game, you know, all the players are up top of the dugout, top of the step of the dugout, and they're cheering. There's nobody in the NC State dugout but the coaches.
They're saving money on water and Gatorade.
We had a listener that told me the first baseman, the guy playing first base for NC State, is a pitcher. And he is not batted at all this year. And he's playing first base today for NC State. And NC State just got out of the inning. So no score. NC State coming to bat. You have to think, this is a situation – unless you're a diehard Vanderbilt fan, everybody else in the country's got to be pulling for these 13 kids today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost an impossible situation right there. But anyway, we'll follow that throughout the rest of the afternoon. Braves and Reds tonight at 7 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM and 9:10 AM. Augusta continuing their trip here in Charleston. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. And also at 7 o'clock tonight, game one of the Kelly Cup Finals. Fort Wayne here in town taking on the Stingrays at the Carolina Ice Palace. So good luck to the Stingrays tonight. Again, College World Series, NC State and Vanderbilt. Right now, tonight at 7 o'clock, Mississippi State will take on Texas. NBA tonight, Hawks and Bucks. Game two of that series, Hawks lead 1-0. That'll be at 8:30, and also at 8 o'clock in the NHL. We got us a Game 7. Islanders are at the Lightning tonight. Again, that first puck, 8 o'clock, and that will be on the NBC Sports Network. So that and a full day of Major League Baseball, including the Yankees and Red Sox. So there. So there. My goodness, what a mess with NC State. I feel bad. Bad. That is a tough break. 13 players. Nine position players and four pitchers.
I thought you were going to say the first baseman's also playing right field.
We'll see where this goes. A couple of local notes. Charleston's Raven Sanders has qualified for her second Olympic Games. She finished second at the U.S. Olympic Trials out in Oregon. So congratulations to her. And today, South Carolina baseball coach Mark Kingston got a 2-year extension on his contract. New deal that runs now through 2025. No salary increase. But he did get an extension. So there you go. I'm sure that made a a lot of people happy. I'll say that tongue in cheek.
Yeah.
I think Mark Ingram is a good coach. I think he's a very good coach. And I think he's doing a good job. Could he do better? Yes. Everybody can do better.
Yeah.
Blake could do better. He could get here 2 minutes before the show starts instead of one.
I've been here for an hour and a half. Sad part is I walked by his office and said, "Hey, Bobby," he didn't even hear me.
Well, I saw you.
Saw me.
But then I didn't know whether you went to get something to eat or something like that, you know.
That fat
joke. You had to get your grocery cart out at the convenience store.
No.
Come back in with the sacks of snacks that you bring in every day.
No, today is bottle. I had my chicken yesterday, so it's I had my microwavable low carb meal for lunch at home, and now it's water.
Well, there you go. Well, good. Good for sticking with it. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, Dr. David Geyer will join us, and we'll talk about the situation in Omaha. We hadn't planned on doing that because we didn't know this was coming down until about an hour ago, but we got a number of things we'll talk to the good doctor about with when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned finance with GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com and cruise Chevy on Rivers.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Candy Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Candy can fix it.
We don't call it the Low Country for nothing. Charleston Home and Business Owners, call Canty Foundation Specialists today and totally eliminate mold and mildew worries. Call 843-484-3625 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Game time means wing time at Wingstop. Feed the family for $19.99 with the all-in bundle. 16 boneless wings, 6 tenders, large fries, and 3 dips. 2 locations, Rivers Avenue or Sam Rittenberg, or you can order online today at wingstop.com.
It's a full crowd weekend. Boeing Redshirt Friday tonight with post-game fireworks presented by Red Federal Credit Union. TP, that's right, toilet paper the ballpark with us Saturday night with Port City Paper and MUSC Health Family Sunday at 5:05. Riverdogs.com for tickets.
Riverdog baseball down at the show.
Riverdog baseball down at the show.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 when financed with GM Financial. Yes, we are. Bumper-to-bumper warranty and more on certified pre-owned vehicles. CruiseChevrolet.com and Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new Super iTech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices. All with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Today, you hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back to Fan Talk with that crown drinking, soapbox standing, Facebook liking guy who can't exaggerate more than Wilt Chamberlain himself, Mr. Bobby Harden.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Friday afternoon. Finally Friday afternoon, NC State 3-0, 3-down, bottom of the first. So they go to the top of the second, no score, Vanderbilt and NC State. Again, that game delayed a little over an hour because of the COVID issues at NC State. Let's visit with the good doctor right now, Dr. David Geyer. How are you, sir?
I am great, Bobby. How are you doing?
Good. I don't know if you've heard what's going on out in Omaha, but apparently NC State had had a player test positive for COVID. They had a number of players put in COVID protocol. NC State's playing a College World Series game with 13 players.
Yeah, I heard that there was an issue. It sounds like one of the players, the second baseman, and I can't remember his name. My guess is he actually has COVID, didn't just test positive, because apparently he is not with the team at all, and that everybody else is related to either a positive test or contact tracing. I was curious if the game was even going to be played. 13 players. I don't know how many pitchers they have, but that's sort of an extreme situation. And it makes you wonder, even if they advance, where do they go from there? So, again, I don't know the details of which players or anything like that, but it is a very difficult situation. And then the question is going to be now, Vanderbilt, they'll have to be checked extra close because, I mean, it's not likely they would get it at an outdoor stadium, not too close in proximity, but it could happen. So it's certainly, the baseball season, college baseball season's done really well getting through COVID. It's unfortunate it happens now.
Yeah, it really was. What Kendall Rogers, who writes for D1 Baseball, reported that if players were vaccinated, they didn't have to go through the COVID protocols.
Yeah, and that's been one of these things that's come up. We've talked about it with, is that going to happen with the NFL? And, certainly know that with the NBA, there seems to be differences as well. The trick is, a lot of times this stuff isn't reported. The schools aren't reporting it, and as we've seen it with Chris Paul, the teams don't really report whether a player is vaccinated. But I understand it, but it does make you wonder here in this NC State situation, if there's that many people that aren't able to play, does make you wonder how many of them were actually vaccinated.
Well, you figure there's probably, I don't know how many there, but figure there's 40 players on a roster. The rosters are expanded this year because of the extra year and only 13 players available. So that's 27 players that are unavailable for this game for NC State. They were given the option to forfeit. They elected to play. Win or lose, it's going to be a gutsy story for those guys.
Yeah. And you would know this better than I would, because it's been a while since I've really followed college baseball. Did they travel with all 40? Because that seems like 27 testing positive. Even that sounds really high. I mean, it's possible, I suppose, but that seems really high. I guess with contact tracing, maybe that's where a lot of them are. But if 27 really are held out, then that's a story that should change the rest of this College World Series.
Yeah, I mean, I will try to find that information out. I don't know that, but I'm assuming it was a reward. Everybody got to go to the College World Series. I do have some COVID questions for you today, and then we'll get into some other stuff. Should vaccinated people be worried about this Delta variant?
They should be worried about it more than the other variants previously, but still the studies on the early studies we have on the Delta variant shows good protection from the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. At least I know the one I read with the Pfizer, it was 79% protection against testing positive for the Delta variant, which getting infected by it. But even if you did get infected by it, it protected your symptoms. It was 88% protection against symptoms. So it's very unlikely you would get get it at all, but then get sick from it. It's not perfect, and certainly not as good as the earlier variants, the B117 that was so common in the United Kingdom. But so it's something to pay attention to, but still, that's the best protection we have against the Delta variant.
How about the people that haven't been vaccinated and did not take the COVID-19 vaccine? Should they be concerned about this?
Absolutely. It seems to be two problems with the Delta variant. One, it seems to spread, or three problems. It seems to spread a lot more, which we've seen with some of the other variants. The symptoms are more severe, so you're not only more likely to have symptoms, but also have to be hospitalized by it. And it seems to affect younger people, young teenagers and young adults, much more than other variants. In the UK, over in England, teenagers and adults under 50 were two and a half times more likely to get it than to get other strains of the coronavirus. So absolutely, if you're unvaccinated, it's a definite, especially if you're a young adult, definitely a good reason to get the vaccine.
All right, let's move off of COVID. This is going to be a stupid question, but I've been watching the College World Series, and I guess one of their sponsors is something called a Theragun. And I've been seeing these commercials all week long. Apparently, it's some type of a device that gives you a deep muscle massage. I looked it up. These things are $400, $500 is how much they cost. Does something like that really work?
It's interesting. I haven't seen the studies myself, but it's a form, rather than really massages, which is what it looks like, my understanding is that it's sort of a localized form of vibration therapy. And when you look at whole body vibration, and I'm not a member of Gold's Gym anymore, and I was a member before that at Pivotal, both of those places had whole body vibration machines, these things that you just stand on and they vibrate, or you can actually do like dumbbell lifts and squats on them and work out. But whole body vibration is thought to be very good for muscle recovery and muscle injury recovery. And my understanding is the Theragun works on the same principles, but just in the areas where it's used. But I have not seen scientific studies. My concern is really the cost, but if there is a benefit, I have no real issue with it. It's not really doing any harm, but I can't tell you that it's been studied enough. That study is really hard to do. There's no way to do a placebo and a double-blinded study because the person getting it knows they got the treatment. You know, they feel it. So, you know, a lot of it would be how much of that is placebo effect. But having said that, there'd be no real downside, and there may be upside. I just can't say that there's been a lot of quality studies on it that I'm aware of.
All right, moving on. There's a I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce his name. Sang-ho Bak, close as I can get. 20 years old, baseball player at Georgia. George Mason died from a blood clot after Tommy John surgery. Is that a risk? I've never heard anybody dying from any kind of complications from Tommy John surgery, but this kid did.
I haven't heard of it with this surgery, and that would be rare. Where you see those after surgeries, and it is a risk for surgeries, would be more surgeries where you're basically laid up on the couch for several days. So you worry about it more with lower body injuries, femur fractures, tibia fractures, things like that, even potentially ACLs. Usually, though, it's you just get a blood clot in your legs, which is, 2 to maybe 4% of all surgeries, but then a fraction of that that would go on where the blood clot breaks off and travels up into the lungs, causing what's called pulmonary embolism that can kill you very quickly. Less common with upper body and certainly arm surgeries because you're able to walk around and sort of, get your blood moving, and that's not as big of a risk, but it can be a risk. So every parent out there, and there aren't many hopefully these days, but I'm sure the mentality still exists, oh, we'll just have our son get Tommy John surgery, he'll be better than he was before. If there's anything that should discourage you from do it, this would be that. Surgery is never, ever risk-free, even Tommy John surgery.
All right, moving on. Olympic swimmer Simone Manuel last Thursday revealed she was diagnosed with overtraining syndrome, OTS, and she took a 3-week break from training. Overtraining syndrome. I guess they're pretty much self-explanatory. I've just never heard of it.
Yeah, you don't typically see it in most of us that just work out. This is the ultra marathoners or the triathletes, and then, yes, our Olympians, in theory, pro athletes could do it, but, you know, it's really more the volume of training over any one day. The analogy I use, because I see it occasionally, you know, like running a marathon in general is really good for you. You've got to get in shape enough to be able to run a marathon. But running a marathon every day would be really detrimental, not just from wear and tear, but it initiates just a release of all these inflammatory factors throughout your body and can lead to all kinds of medical issues. Your body can really reject it and shut down, and the treatment is not, it's more of a prevention. You try to prevent it from getting that way. And so that's why when you see Olympic athletes like the swimmers and the gymnasts a lot, as they get closer to the Olympics, they start sleeping 12 hours a day and taking multiple naps and doing all this recovery because they're and cut their training back to try to give their bodies enough time to handle the excessive workload. Like I say, you don't typically see it in our population, except really the ultra-endurance athletes, but recovery is a crucial factor, and if you push your body too hard, it's going to reject it at some point.
Over OT, is that just a fancy way of saying I'm tired?
That's sort of the early cascades of it, but then you get, you know, actually systemic issues, and you can get changes with like your blood pressure and heart and all sorts of other issues too. So it's a little bit more than I'm tired, but you'll also, yes, have the fatigue, and not just fatigue, but it's like chronic fatigue. Some people describe it as like a fibromyalgia type pain. It can actually get fairly serious, almost like you've got an awful flu. So, I mean, I can't say I've personally had it. But it's certainly something when you train that much, you have to be careful for it.
All right, moving on. Braves pitcher Max Fried, 10-day injured list for a blister on his index finger. And I know pitchers get blisters, but 10 days on the IL, that seems excessive.
It does seem a lot, especially in this day and age of modern Major League Baseball where most teams go with a 5-pitcher starting lineup, and so at most you miss one start. That's easy to make up for. The days of having 3 starting pitchers that are constantly going is gone. So that does surprise me a little bit, but you know, maybe his is a little bit worse. I am curious if we're going to see more blisters the next few weeks with the changes with the sticky substance checks and all that. If we're going to start seeing these guys gripping the ball harder, I'll be curious.
All right, Mets pitcher Joey Lucchesi tore his UCL. They were getting a second opinion. Second opinion came back. We know now he's going to have Tommy John surgery out for the year. Is there a way, MRI, X-ray, to forecast these things before they happen?
You know, it's never really been studied, but in theory, you could repeat MRIs, you know, weekly or something like that, and look at the ligament and see if it's thinning, things like that. You know, it would be a little tricky because, you know, even a plain MRI is not perfect. What you'd really want is what's called an MR arthrogram, where you inject fluid into the elbow and you can actually see partial tears a lot better than a plain MRI. There's no real risk of a repeated MRI. There's no radiation in an MRI test. It's just the time commitment. I don't know that the players' union would really approve of that, quite honestly. They typically don't like over-monitoring of health statuses. But in theory, you could do that. I don't know that it's ever been studied, but from a cost standpoint, that would get really expensive. X-ray wouldn't show it. It would have to be MRI, maybe ultrasound, which would be a lot cheaper. But we usually do it based on symptoms, honestly. You start to see the drop in the velocity, the difficulty locating pitches, and this achy discomfort, and then you start maybe getting the test pretty quickly.
Is that something, Major League Baseball, I would think it would be cheaper to do this MRI on your pitcher versus having to pay for his Tommy John surgery.
Well, not even just pay for the Tommy John surgery, having him sit a year and you're paying, you know, these guys $15, $20 million a year sitting on the bench for a year. So that's where it potentially becomes ideal. That is an interesting idea. I don't know that anybody's ever looked at doing that, but, I mean, you're really just talking about your starting pitchers. Yes, the closers can get it. Yes, the middle relievers can get a UCL injury. But the ones that you're paying big money on and are most at risk are going to be your starting pitchers and maybe your catchers. So it is an interesting idea. I just don't know that anybody's looked at doing it.
Is that something they would do with the pitchers, like during spring training, when they first report? have all your pitchers MRI'd or say, take an MRI or something like that, just to try to see if anybody's looking at a future problem?
Yeah, we didn't do that routinely when I was couple seasons with the Cardinals for people that weren't having any trouble, but the slightest sign that they were having any discomfort, yeah, absolutely. You know, getting, again, 6, 7, and in spring training you would probably do all the pitchers. I don't think there would be that much downside in getting MRIs on all of them. The question gets to, you know, what do you do with somebody where there's maybe a little signal in the ligament, but they don't hurt at all, their velocity, they're locating pitches, everything looks good. Do you change what they do? No, but maybe you repeat that MRI every month or something just to make sure nothing's changing. It is an interesting thing, and I'll have to ask Dr. Paletta, the Cardinals doctor, the next time I talk to him, just to see if they've ever looked at just routinely doing that, just to see if it changes how maybe you have them pitch less frequently, something like that, or shorter pitch counts in a game. It is an interesting idea.
One final thing, and we're out of time. Would you write me a note? I can get my wife saying I suffer from overtraining syndrome and I can't do the yard work this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. People ask sometimes, hey, can I have a note for the dishes or for mowing the lawn's a good one, vacuuming, stuff like that, putting away the clothes from the laundry, all that kind of good stuff.
Oh, Dr. Guy, we're out of time. Couldn't get to all the questions, but I'll save them for next week. Thank you, as always, for being on, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday, okay?
I can't wait. Thanks a lot.
All right, Dr. David Guyer from East Cooper Sports Medicine. So there you go. All right, let's take a break. And before we take a break, let me update you on the College World Series. I believe it is scoreless, if I'm not mistaken.
Still. Wow.
I was talking to Dr. Guyer, so I may have missed something. I was trying to watch it out of the
hold them back
the corner of my eye there. But they are reviewing a play by NC State here. So anyway, all right, we'll take a break and we'll come back and update you on this College World Series game. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Problems on the roads right now. Red Bank at Fletcher. There is an accident. Also a wreck. Ladson at Industrial Center and 78 at Ladson. If you're trying to travel Ward at Midland Park, there is an accident. A gas leak has Northwoods shut down between Wendy's and Ashley Phosphate. Savage at Ashley River Road, there is an accident. Charlotte at East Bay, a wreck as well. Heavy traffic's building on major routes home. The Interstate 526 getting crowded. Be careful as you try and travel this afternoon. It's getting heavy. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway. Open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast as we launch another Low Country weekend. Humid with a stray afternoon thunderstorm in the area, a high around 80. A shower early tonight, then cloudy with a low around 73. Humid Saturday with a morning thunderstorm, a high around 83. Looking ahead, mostly sunny Sunday, but isolated and scattered thunderstorms return next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call, so call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Your AC not up to par? The Bozzelli Comfort Team has you covered with Heil heating and cooling products that you can depend on all year long. Pat Bozzelli's 45 years experience in service and installing HVAC equipment and parts is your assurance of rock solid service. Bozzelli Air Conditioning and Heating is local and family owned with a professionally trained team to provide top quality installations of Heil heating and cooling products. To stay comfortable at your residence or business, make the right call 843-722-3146.
You see it, you like it, you want it, now buy it. With over 600 vehicles to choose from, you can trade in and trade up with no strings attached at Starling Chevrolet. Find new roads to Starling Chevrolet in Mount Pleasant, online at southcarolinachevy.com.
Hey, we get it. You don't want to be hearing a Progressive commercial right now, so let us tell you something you do want to hear. You are intelligent. You make all the right decisions. You were smart before smart was cool, and you made it cool again. You have a wealth of knowledge, and you are so very clever. I bet you already knew I was going to say that, you genius. There, don't you feel better? You'll also feel better when you hear you could save big when you switch to Progressive. But I'm pretty sure you already knew that, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Get more out of summer when you get more from the Home Depot and trusted brands like Behr Paint. Beat the summer heat by taking on a paint project indoors and keep things cool with 4th of July savings on paint and all the supplies you need. We're making sure now is the perfect time to give your home a refresh. How cool is that? 4th of July savings only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Never understood what this meant.
Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Friday afternoon. Update you what's going on in Omaha. Again, this game got started an hour late. COVID issues at NC State. They are playing this game with 13 players, 9 position players, 4 pitchers. And right now there is no score going into the top of the third inning. Now, of course, NC State's going up against Kumar Rocker, who is he's pitching well. I'll just put it that way. It looked like NC State had a double, but the play was overturned. Went right down the left field line, and that play was overturned. And he eventually struck that guy out and the next one. So no score, top of the third between Vanderbilt and NC State. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
If I could take your show down a notch, if that's possible. I'm just kidding.
I have all the confidence in the world that you can.
You can hang up on me if you want to. Listen, I'll give you a traffic report for Charleston. Heavy.
No, really?
Yeah, I mean, I can do that every day and just say, look, the traffic, my God, is heavy out
right
here. And it's heavy anywhere you go.
It really is anymore. It really is.
I don't know. I nothing you can do about it. I did see a bumper sticker on a guy's car. They had OB. Let me see. BGTO, and I got up close to it. It said, "Go back to Ohio." I'm not kidding. It's, you know how you get those Sullivan's Island stickers, SI or Mount.
Right.
M?
Right.
That's what it said. Go back to Ohio. I got a kick out of that. Oh, nothing against my Ohio friends out there, all one of them. But anyway, I got a quick question for you on your, since you're the sports guru and a walking genius and encyclopedia.
Yes.
If NC State didn't have 9 players, could they play with, let's just say 7 if they didn't want to forfeit?
No, I don't think they could. I think they would definitely have to forfeit.
Yeah, I figured that, but it was worth asking.
I don't know that for a fact. I don't have the rule book. I'm just guessing that they would have to forfeit, yes.
Well, it just popped in my head. Thank you. God knows. They got 13 players. They better hope they don't have anybody turning a knee or an ankle or, you know. Does that include pitchers and everything?
9 position players and 4 pitchers.
Good gosh.
And one of the pitchers is playing first base.
Yeah, I heard that riding around a minute ago. That is, that's unbelievable to have that kind of bad luck.
Hey, hats off to them for electing to play. And actually, this NC State pitcher, he's pitching really, fairly well right now. He basically has no bullpen. When his pitch count gets up there, it'd be interesting to see what they do. You might see a position player come in and pitch. I don't know what the late innings of this game are going to be interesting.
Yeah, well, you know what they could do? They could put the pitcher at first base and bring the pitcher from first base and put him on the mound.
They could do that, yes.
Unless he pitched the other day or something. But my God, listen, I'm no NC State fan, but I will pull for him today. Got to tell you that. Happy weekend to you, brother.
Okay, man. All right, appreciate it. 843-721-9500. Now, I've heard of basketball games. Well, if a kid fouls out, they can play with 4 players. I don't think I've heard of a baseball game that if they only had 7 players, they would play the game. Not at this level. Not at in the College World Series. Maybe peewee ball, they might would do that. But not in the College World Series, I don't think. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, watching this NBA, man. It's one good thing about NBA, the game's over an hour and a half.
Yeah.
But the last 2 minutes take 30 minutes. And the refereeing, if they blow at the player, they call a foul. I can't take it anymore. I just watch the clippets instead of watching the game. So I can watch a 20-minute or 15-minute clip of the game and see everything, all the highlights I need.
I noticed one thing, because I watched a little bit of the Hawks Bucks and I watched a little bit of the Clippers Suns. The differences in both those games, just the style of play. Hawks and Bucks look more like basketball to me. Clippers and Suns, and it's the Clippers mostly. Patrick Beverley running around doing all his garbage. It's borderline unwatchable for me.
Well, one thing is they've removed the center from the game. So really, I mean, they had Rudy Gobert with the Salt Lake City. They removed him. They brought all small players and shot threes, and he had to come out from under the basket. So, really, you don't have to be tall to be an NBA player anymore. Probably 6'6", 6'7", 7 is the best height,
right,
as long as you can shoot the three shot. But correlating that to baseball, it's just trying to get entertainment, I think, now. All these scores, 149, players getting 48 points. I never heard of all that. There's just no defense, like you said.
Hey, you used to get one game like that a year. That was the All-Star game, and now you get it every night.
It's obnoxious, and not every player is good enough. And this player, Trey Johnson, he's good as Jordan. Stupid talk.
Right.
There's no way he's good as Michael Jordan. But anyway, the baseball with the resin. I mean, these shiny balls. What does college do when they come out with these new balls? Scruff them up so the pitchers can pitch. I mean, I know they're using aluminum bat. An aluminum bat, you know, is more power to the hitter's advantage. So do the college players use any kind of resin or any tack? What do they do?
Well, they have a rosin bag, and they do something to the baseballs that's allowed some type of mud or something. They don't just come out to have a new baseball. They rub something on them, but that's legal.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, now I understand why these hitters were taking PEDs. I mean, steroids, you had to do that to get advantage over these pitchers, you know?
There you go.
All right, Bobby, have a good weekend.
Okay,
I appreciate
it. All right, Ricardo, appreciate it. Hey, boy, look, that's a quick hour. Fast. The time flies when you're having fun. I tell you what, just kid from NC State, he's mowing them down. Going to the bottom of the third now, no score. NC State coming up to bat. He's throwing about maybe close to 50 pitches, though. That's the bad news. So it's going to be I can't say it enough. I mean, it's going to be an interesting game to watch here this afternoon. But But yeah, I mean, I watched because I've been up watching the College World Series, and Braves will go off. They'll go off, and so I'll switch it over to the NBA game. But watching the Hawks and Bucks two nights ago compared to the Clippers and Suns last night, two completely different styles of play. I mean, it's just amazing the difference. And of course, we talked about that hour-long final 2 minutes the other night. That was painful to watch.
I want to point out, because I've been getting calls, that our engineer is out at the tower for 910 and 94.7. So we're out.
Of course, because we're on the air.
Yeah, but so I've gotten calls. That's why I. Well, apparently they can't hear me if they're listening to 94.7. If you have friends that are asking, that's why.
That's why you need to download the app.
Exactly. Download the app. All you got to do is go to your App Store, Google Play Store, type in Charleston, ESPN Sports Charleston. Just type in Kirkland Broadcasting, and you'll get all the apps.
Get you an Alexa.
Yeah. Make her do the work.
Make her do the work. You don't even have to punch the button on your phone.
Say, Alexa, play the best sports talk in Charleston. Yeah. Let me listen to the best sports channel in Charleston. There you go.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Your number one Gamecock fans. Auto Owners Insurance and Turbyville Insurance Agency is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Turbyville Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. The Turbyville Insurance Agency, call them at 843-569-3923 or visit them online at tiasc.biz.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Biesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Biesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
For support and service after the sale, stay away from the big box stores and come check out Wando Power Equipment's line of new and used Hustler products. Locally owned and family operated, the friendly folks over at Wando Power have equipment to fit the landscape professional's every need. Chainsaws, blowers, mowers, along with Hustler turf equipment models available. Check out Wando Power for both new and used Hustler products. Just off 526 right on Clements Ferry Road, left on Marina Road. Wando Power Equipment.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant.
Golfers, there's a new club membership that takes your game from the battlefield to the beach. Links at Stono Ferry and the Plantation Course at Edisto have created one affordable membership giving you the best golf experience in Charleston and Edisto Beach. With two times the unlimited golf and range use, social events and tournaments, fitness center, plus discounts for guests, food and beverage, pro shop purchases, and more. Join today by visiting StonoFerryGolf.com. That's StonoFerryGolf.com.
Have you missed working in the medical field? Have you been wanting to make a difference in our local community? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical unit. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career. It's their calling. Apply today at musc.edu/career. careers to change what's possible.
This July 4th at Lowe's, get $10 off 1 gallon cans or $40 off 5 gallon pails on select interior and exterior paints, stains, and coatings via Lowe's gift card rebate. And with everyday appliance savings, save up to $750 now on select major appliances. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Actual size 110 and 640 fluid ounces. Rebate not valid with other discounts. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details. Savings instant in select stores. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. Paint pricing valid through 6/30. In-store must ask cashier to apply coupon. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Can't be combined with additional discounts. Valid through 7/14.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible. With Staples Connect,
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.